Bruce Miller's obsession with professional basketball started when there were two pro basketball leagues, the ABA and the NBA, and Kentucky still had a professional basketball team, the Kentucky Colonels.
It's all over in Kentucky, and the Colonels are going to hang their first ABA championship banner from the Raptors at Freedom Hall.
A year after the Colonels won the 1975 ABA championship, the NBA absorbed the league. Miller was in talks to preserve the Colonels with the NBA's outside counsel, David Stern, who is now NBA commissioner. At the end of the talks, the NBA took four ABA teams. The Colonels were left behind. Since then, Miller has put an enormous amount of effort and capital into bringing a team back.
I maxed out on credit cards and lost a 13-man law firm that I was spending morning, noon, and night working on it. You know, we lost business as a result of it. $1.5 million in debt. Spent my retirement. And so I was angry, in a sense, about it.
Miller was closest to reaching his goal in 2001, when the Charlotte Hornets wanted to relocate. The team eventually chose New Orleans over Louisville. Since then, the team has struggled and is now owned by the league. To survive, it will have to be purchased by local investors in New Orleans or move to another city. Miller met with Stern in February to again discuss moving the Hornets, but says he hasn't heard anything since because of the lockout. Miller says Stern doesn't want conversations about the vast sums of money an NBA franchise is worth while negotiations are being made about players' salaries. There are a lot of people who say Miller is wasting his time. Kentucky is a state in which the red and blue of Republicans and Democrats pales in comparison to the red and blue of the Cards and Cats. Many worry an NBA team would take away from college basketball. Another argument is that the city and state aren't wealthy enough. That's one University of Louisville coach Rick Pitino has echoed at numerous press conferences.
Louisville can't afford it. The NBA's not coming to Louisville because David Stern doesn't want it to be in Louisville. And before you have all these wacky thoughts, is somebody go meet with Commissioner Stern and say, is there any possibility of this happening?
But Pitino has recently taken a step back from those views.
The NBA would be lucky to be in Louisville. Lucky. The thing you got to understand is this is a poor state. Think about these prices. There's very few people that can afford $300-$400 a game.
We're not personally putting weights on how important income is versus population. The data is doing that and it's using current NBA franchises.
University of San Francisco professor Dr. Daniel Rasher co-authored a 2004 study that assessed the viability of NBA teams in various cities. It found Louisville to be the best out of the markets that don't have teams, and better than a few that currently do.
So it's kind of a rough scale, but it ranked ahead of say, Memphis.
Miller holds up that study to validate his efforts. He paints those against his plan as people who view Louisville as a college town, holding it back from becoming a player in the global economy. He sees the NBA as Louisville's ticket to the big time. Miller's detractors write him off as Louisville's Captain Ahab, scouring the seas aimlessly for his white whale, an NBA team. Miller says he has eager investors this time, but if the deal doesn't happen this year or next, it probably never will, at least not with him behind it.
I'm 70 years old on top of it. So, there's a lot of time when you're 50, there's presumably a lot of time left to straighten out a mistake. When you're 70, there's a lot less time to straighten out one.
Chris McDaniel, WFPL News.